for talks in Saudi Arabia aimed at ending the war in Ukraine.
The U.S. delegation includes Secretary of State Rubio, Middle East Envoy Steve Witkoff, and National Security Advisor Mike Waltz. The upcoming talks are meant to precede a meeting between President Trump and Russian President Putin. Ukrainian leaders have said they were not invited to the meeting. They and officials in other European countries have publicly expressed frustration that U.S. officials are excluding them. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And the Kremlin says the Russia-U.S. talks will take place tomorrow in Saudi Arabia. Meanwhile, European leaders have gathered in Paris today. It's an emergency meeting on the Trump administration's Ukraine initiative. They're also discussing increasing European defense spending. Trump administration efforts to cut the size and the cost of government have resulted in thousands of federal workers being laid off, more layoffs expected, and West Texas dealing with the largest outbreak of measles in almost 30 years. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, it's Mike Gallagher. I've been thinking, why does it feel like losing weight is harder than ever before? With mixed messages, fad diets, the quick fix injections, even magic coffee. I mean, it's overwhelming. Most of us are exhausted trying to fight a battle they can't win, right? If you feel this way, don't worry, you're not alone. I used to feel that way, but let me tell you, it's not your fault. Your body is working against you. The longer you wait, the harder it gets. I want you to do what I did. I called PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition 3 years ago. I lost 53 pounds. I feel tremendous. I've kept the weight off, too. Call 864-502-1777. Make the phone call that can change your life the way it has changed mine. They won't let you fail. Call 864-502-1777. That's 864-502-1777 to schedule your consultation. The first 11 callers who mention healthy will get 2 free weeks added to their weight loss package. Call now, 864-502-1777. Mention healthy to get 2 free weeks or visit them at myphdweightloss.com.
Good morning. It's 10:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. High winds in Baltimore and the metro area downed trees and power lines on Sunday. BGE crews have been working to restore power, and officials say it's a labor and time-intensive process because removing tree debris must be completed before the repair work begins. Utility customers who are experiencing a power outage and those who need to report downed wires can do so online or by using the BGE mobile app. Mayor Brandon Scott has issued an update on the high winds that have downed trees and power lines across the city. The mayor says city government, the Office of Emergency Management, and Baltimore 311 have been closely monitoring the situation, and the Recreation and Parks Forestry Division has internal and external crews mobilized to assess and respond to service requests. Stein on sports and the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast next.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barowie at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barowie now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting. Our job is your satisfaction.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store, and the start of the new year brings promise and possibilities. Yet too often, this enthusiasm is met with pain in our feet, knees, and back. Does that sound like you? Then it's time to check out the Good Feet Store. Head over to goodfeet.com to schedule your appointment today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Day 5 for pitchers and catchers and for the Felix Bautista comeback. The fireballing reliever, 16 months removed from Tommy John surgery, and through his interpreter, Brandon Quinones, says he's not quite all the way back.
Well, not 100%, but I would say about 85%, and I do think for opening day, I would be at 100%.
First full squad workout for the Birds is tomorrow. Spring training opener is this Saturday at home against the Pirates. College lacrosse on Saturday, 6th-ranked Maryland remains undefeated, knocking off number 2 Syracuse in College Park.
Maryland keeps it spinning. Spanos rips and scores! Eric Spanos! Maryland up by 2.
Call on the Big Ten Network. Eric Spanos, 2 goals, 2 assists. And Calvert Hall's Dan Kelly with a pair as well. Terps roll the Orange 11-7 the final. Elsewhere, 5th-ranked Hopkins scores 2 goals in the final. 80 seconds to pull out a 9-8 squeaker at Loyola. Archbishop Spalding's Russell Melendez with an EMO goal with 41 seconds to play. And finally, at Daytona, William Byron becomes the fifth ever back-to-back champion, slipping through a crash on the final lap.
I was really fortunate to miss Christopher when they were wrecking time. I think I barely got clipped by him and just was able to get through that wreck and keep going. And
Tyler Reddick finishes second. Jimmy Johnson finishes third. Coming up in 30 minutes, Mike Elias on two frustrating seasons in a row. And that is Stein on Sports.
Jim White, professional hypnotist, 410-661-1111. Your creator gave you the unique ability to be hypnotized. I specialize in addictive drugs, cigarettes, vape, alcohol, cocaine, oxy. It doesn't make you do it. It helps by taking away the craving, want, thought, desire, urge, need, taste, and smell. 410-661-1111. Do it. It's fantastic.
At 10:06, here's the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast.
Big dust of cold air hangs around all week long. A breezy day today near 40. Tomorrow's even colder, 34. A few light snow showers possible Wednesday. 30 the high. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
34 degrees in Dundalk, 32 in Owings Mills, and 30 in Moncton. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com. Kim Klasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, good morning to you. Happy Monday. Happy President's Day. A lot going on this morning. And I love the fact that so many people are partaking in our poll question of the day. It's at WCBM.com. If you haven't been on the website thus far, please go over and partake. The poll question is brought to you by Renovation Real Estate, and it's very simple. Are you satisfied with Trump so far? Right now, 96% of you say yes. 4% of you now say no. And like I said, the numbers are pretty high this morning. So I love to see it. I love the fact that so many are weighing in. We were asking earlier who your favorite president of all time happens to be. Keith did text in. Keith says, Kim, Reagan was truly a great president, especially when you realize that he never had a Republican House and Speaker. He had to butt heads with the entire 8 years and still managed to accomplish big things. Trump actually has a chance to do even bigger things the next 2 years. And I think it'll be fun to watch. Keith, I agree with you. And I did notice there's a lot of people that will say that President Trump, he's going so quickly, he's going so fast, and it's, you know, overwhelming, it's not organized. But remember, they're working in their minds on this 2-year schedule. Okay, that's the plan in their head, is that they only have 2 years, because it is possible that the Democrats could take the House and the Senate, especially thinking how slim our majority is. So yes, this is all going to go by very quickly. Extremely quickly. All right. Speaking of going by very quickly when it comes to time, midterms are around the corner. And 2026, obviously on the national level, we'll see a lot of congressional races, right? But here on the local level is something that I'm really taking a good look at, because obviously we have a lot of Republicans doing great work at the State House there in Annapolis. And I know that the Republicans put together the House Freedom Caucus, which I thought has really done great to raise their profile. They're doing a great job with that. But it's not enough, considering that they have, you know, such a huge minority in the State House. And I think it's hard to really gain a ton of traction, even though they're doing the best that they can. But when you're looking at the budget, when you're looking at all the fees, you know, you just wish that they had more Republicans there to assist with not just the messaging, but also the policies, and be able to vote on some of these policies that make sense to get the state back on track. Well, we talked about this last week, and we had a caller that called in. Gosh, I want to say it was Clay at Owings Mills. I could be wrong on that. But we were talking about the changes that are being made in Frederick, Maryland, and honestly across the state when it comes to those that can vote and that can take part in the process. That is going to be different, believe it or not. But you know what? You don't have to take my word for it, because we have a special guest today, and her name is Kate Sullivan, and she's taking time on President's Day to talk to us about what is ahead. Good morning, Kate. How are you?
Good morning, Ken. Thanks for having me.
No, absolutely. Real quick, Kate, if you could give the audience your title and some background on some of the things that you've been working on.
Absolutely. So my name is Kate Sullivan, and I work with SecureTheVoteMD.com if you want to check out our team's website. And about 4 years ago, right after around 2020, we all started visiting our lovely Board of Elections meetings and seeing how they were run, and then bringing up issues that we saw and then felt that they weren't really listening to us. We then proceeded to do a statewide canvas, knocking on doors to verify voter rolls, see if the people that they say are on the rolls are really those people. We discovered that the voter rolls are roughly anywhere from 15 to 20% inaccurate. We uncovered a data point that people who we found out when we asked them, hey, you know, we see you voted in 2020. The person said, I didn't vote in 2020. So we were seeing all kinds of discrepancies. And then we proceeded to take that data, use it as evidence for a lawsuit that we filed last spring to hold the boards of elections accountable for this lack of process, lack of oversight, lack of accountability. And of course, the lawsuit was dismissed on standing, no surprise, because they don't want to actually look at the evidence. But that does not belie the underlying fact that these processes are not being done in a way that is reflective of a secure election.
Yeah, Kate, I want to thank you because you've devoted so much of your time and your life to this. And we really do appreciate you. I think at any Republican club meeting I go to, you're there. And you're telling everybody about what's going on.
Yeah, you know, I think that citizens do the best that they can. They're busy with their own lives. But I think that's the point of our day of action next week, which I know is why I'm on this this morning. It's just to get people a little more educated, a little more informed, and show the people in Annapolis, these legislators who apparently think they're a bunch of oligarchs over there just doing whatever they want without reflecting the people's voice. We have to show these people that we do care about our elections, and that just because we are there showing them different policy, different legislation that would make our elections secure does not mean that we're trying to undermine access or make people not be able to vote. It has nothing to do with that. This should be a bipartisan issue, and I cannot for the life of me understand why any legislator wouldn't want voter ID and signature verification for starters. I just can't. I can't wrap my head around it.
Yeah. Unless you're, you know, into fraudulent activity, I can't understand it either, Kate, because it doesn't make any sense.
Right. And, you know, hey, we're on President's Day. Wouldn't it be nice if we had an election day? I feel like these are things that should be bipartisan. I will never understand why they don't. You know, what's so controversial about wanting an election day to be a holiday? Having, you know, getting rid of the mail-ins is just all the evidence. If they would just be honest with themselves, they would understand that mail-in voting is a massive problem. It totally obliterates chain of custody, which is the bedrock of a secure election. So, I mean, you know, these are all the things that we're fighting for over time. I do think that we will get there, whether it's in this legislative session or next. I do think we're right there with voter ID. If people could just show up and show that they care. We have these subcommittees. If anyone understands how Annapolis works, we've got these subcommittees that see these wonderful elections. We have election law right now being introduced for voter ID and signature verification. And Vanessa Atterbury, who is the chair of the Ways and Means Committee, and then Janelle Wilkins, who's the chair of this election law subcommittee. What do? They put it right in the drawer, and they don't even vote on it. We have 14 people deciding in Maryland that we don't want voter ID. It's criminal.
Yeah.
It's absolutely criminal. But they will continue to ignore us if the people don't show up. People have to make their voices heard.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. If you're just joining us, we're speaking to Kate Sullivan, and she's been working on this very, very hard and doing her due diligence. Speaking of mail-in voting, Kate, my friend Glenn, he texted in. He says, Dems are beating us 3-1 by mail-ins. Is there a way to change that number? Because it looks like they're still going to do mail-ins here in 2026.
Yeah.
Is there something that we could do, we the people do, to change that number? Is it, or is that, you know, pretty much what it would be considering the Democrats versus Republicans in the state?
The Republicans have, first of all, Republicans have a wonderful way of standing on their principles. So I fully appreciate that. But I also think you need to play the game as it is. So we have mail-in voting in Maryland. So therefore, we need to vote by mail if it's available to us, until it's not available to us. And I hope that someday mail-ins will be taken away, because one of the things that people don't understand about mail-ins, I hate mail-ins. I think they're a terrible way of voting. I think that it breaks chain of custody. However, if you're an honest voter, mail-ins are secure. It's not that mail-ins aren't a secure way of voting. It's just that it lays the groundwork for a dishonest person to vote. So if you're an honest person, you should vote by mail, because you need to get your vote in and bank it early. I do believe that that is a tremendous advantage, to be able to get that vote in just in case anything would happen on election day, or you just never know. You've got to just get that vote in early. So I feel like it is a bit of a branding issue for Republicans. They somehow think that voting by mail is less secure. That's not true. It's not less secure. It just is a method of voting that opens itself up to criminal activity, criminals taking advantage of it. That's why mail-ins are bad.
Yeah, yeah. And Kate, I will say, I'm going to be relaunching my PAC Red Renaissance. And we usually focus, you know, specifically on candidates. We're actually changing directions here. And we're going to start door knocking. I've been keeping track of the weather. It looks like after this Sunday, we'll hit 50 degrees every day going forward. So we can get out there and lock doors even in the off season. And I think, honestly, that's the way we got to do it. Because I did notice, even the last cycle and even 2020, you know, when it comes to how much work we do, whether it's, you know, phone banking, whether it's door knocking, we are killing the Dems when it comes to footwork, right? Sign waving. Yeah. It's like, if we could just channel all of that energy and make sure we do it all year round, I feel as though that we might absolutely get somewhere. Kate, really quick, if I could, because this was a big question last week, when it comes to Frederick, you know, the jurisdiction there, what are the changes that have been made in Frederick that we should be concerned about?
Absolute oligarchs over there in Frederick. They are, I can't even believe, we knocked on doors in Frederick. So just as a by way of a fine, very tiny background, Frederick County City Council, I think there's five of them, okay? So five people in Maryland decided that non-citizens should be able to vote in Frederick County, in Frederick City, I apologize, in Frederick City. So they overnight, in the still of the night, although I went to a county council meeting in Frederick and they said, oh, no, we did this big campaign. We looked and we watched and we saw their minutes. They had not mentioned it in any meaningful way. They said they had told citizens for 9 months prior to the vote. That's not true. That's a lie. If you hear that, that's a lie. Anyway, so we saw that they overnight, by a resolution, decided that non-citizens should be able to vote in Frederick City. So we knocked on doors to get people to have our resolution to have that decision reversed. Do you know, when we knocked on these doors, every person, it didn't matter if it was a Democrat or a Republican, every single person that we knocked on doors, and we knocked on thousands of doors in a very short period of time, I think it was 2 weeks, we were knocking on doors to get people to sign the petition to overturn that decision. And nobody wanted non-citizens to be voting. And in fact, the one person that I came across who said, I think non-citizens should vote. I said, well, let me ask you this. Do you think that that should be something the citizens should decide? Maybe we should put that on a ballot as opposed to four people deciding that non-citizens should vote. Oh, she said, oh, yeah, absolutely. The citizens should decide that. But I think non-citizens should vote. So what they did was so egregious because, again, it was just four people. They didn't even want it to go to vote, and they don't want it to go to vote because they know that even Democrats don't think non-citizens should vote in our elections.
Yeah, yeah. This is wild. Is there a way to pull this back before midterms, or is that kind of just where this sits right now in Frederick City?
So I know that Shelley Alloy, she's on the Central Committee in Frederick, she is working on a lawsuit And we do think that there might be a path forward on that, but that is unfortunately the only, that's the only way we can stop this at this point in Frederick City.
Wow.
It's really a shame. And, you know, I don't know if you've ever seen that statistic that according to this, you know, if you look at census data, if you look at census data and eligible voters and then the voter registration numbers that are issued by Maryland State Board of Elections, they, if you were to look at those two numbers side by side, it would indicate that we are 98% registered voters. That number, there's no way. The national average is 72% of voters are registered. Yet they claim in Maryland that we, as a citizenry, are 98% registered. So what that indicates to people who are listening, that is the bloat on our rolls. That's the bloat. These numbers, the only way you get to 98% is if you have people on the rolls that aren't actually citizens. That really truly is the only way you get to that number.
Right. No, you're so right in that. Kate, I really appreciate your time today. Before you go, I know you have some call to action. Like you said, next week there's a big date coming up.
Yes. We have our National Day of Action. It is next Tuesday, February 25th, 11 a.m. at Lawyers Mall, right there in front of the State House at 100 State Circle. We will be talking about policy. We will be talking about legislation. The Freedom Caucus will be joining us. Matt Morgan, chair of the Freedom Caucus, will be speaking. And most importantly, we are going to be taking a big, beautiful photo op with hundreds of people to project to Vanessa Atterbury that she can no longer put our voice in the drawer. She must listen to us, that we are big in numbers. So I need everybody to show up next Tuesday, 11 a.m., Lawyers Mall, February 25th.
Well, Kate Sullivan, thank you so much as always. I hope you have a great week.
Yes, thank you so much.
Thank you. We get back.
Thanks
we will.
For having me.
Thank you. We'll talk more about what we just learned from Kate.
Time to celebrate American Heart Month with Rescue Natural Supplements. For nearly 40 years, Rescue Omega-3s have been providing people with the essentials to fortify heart health, reduce inflammation, and support healthy cholesterol levels. That's why it's the best time to dive into Rescue's February special. Right now, Rescue's most popular products, their premium Omega-3 fish oils, are buy one, get one free, exclusively for radio listeners. Just use the listener code OMEGA50 when placing your order. Call today at 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483 and speak to a knowledgeable product consultant or use the code OMEGA50 online when you visit res-q.com. That's res-q.com. Don't forget the code OMEGA50 when buying one bottle of Rescue Omega-3s to receive a second bottle free. Again, use the code OMEGA50. Fortify your heart and support a healthier well-being with Rescue Omega-3.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Izervay or Avacincaptad Pegol is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
Hi, this is Sean Casey. If you snore, you may have sleep apnea. But Dr. Damian Blum of Feel Well Rested has a simple solution. And it's not that cumbersome CPAP mask. Dr. Damian Blum will fit you with a custom-fit mouthpiece if you have sleep apnea. Make an appointment to see Dr. Damian Blum. If you're tired or overweight, clear your throat or snore, you may have sleep apnea. Sleep apnea can cause strokes, heart attacks, memory problems like Alzheimer's or dementia, and even death. Also, there's a connection to diabetes, acid reflux, and erectile dysfunction. Dr. Damian Blum is certified by the American Board of Dental Sleep Medicine, and he's a diplomat of the American Academy of Dental Sleep Medicine. Most health insurances are accepted, and they are in-network providers for Blue Cross Blue Shield and Medicare. Call Dr. Damian Blum at Feel Well Rested at 410-744-6088. 410-744-6088. They want to help you feel well rested, too. Call today, 410-744-6088.
The Rob Carson Show.
Elon Musk is doing the audit. He reports to the President of the United States, and the President of the United States is the guy who said, shut it down, and it's only going to get worse for the people who have abused the system and done nothing to make life in our country better. Every metric of quality of life in America has descended into hell, and now the people who did it are going to pay for what they did, and they're going to lose their jobs.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, good morning to you. Happy President's Day, all that good stuff. If you're just joining us, we were speaking to Kate Sullivan before the break. And like I said, Kate has been working a lot and very hard, devoted a lot of her time and life to making sure that we have some integrity in our election process here in the state of Maryland, which we don't really have at the moment. And I know some people won't agree. Some people will say, well, you know, kind of things are swinging my way in the state of Maryland, so I don't really care. I get it. If I was on your side, I probably would think a little less about it also. But here's the deal. If you truly do believe in a democracy, if you truly believe on which this country was founded on, and you want to continue to resemble the America that I once knew and continue to know, you would want to have voter ID. You would want to make sure that our voter rolls weren't not cleared because there are many people that are sitting on those rolls that are no longer with us. And some of them did receive, I still believe this, they received unsolicited mail-in ballots during the 2020 election cycle. And I do believe that's how Joe Biden got to 81 million votes. Yeah, that was the biggest thing in my view. It was all the unsolicited mail-in ballots that went out across the country. You had people that were picking them up and filling them out, and that is how I believe they got to 81 million votes. I'm going to be honest with you. That's what I think. I know there are a lot of people saying, oh, the Dominion machines, and, you know, there could have been something going on with the voting machines. But for me, when I look at what happened, for me, it was the mail-in ballot. It was a mail-in ballot, and it still continues to happen. Now, you heard there from Kate, Frederick City, you had four people that decided that they wanted non-citizens to vote. That should have absolutely been on the ballot. I mean, how disrespectful of those in office to make that decision for their electorate. I can't imagine living in Frederick City and being okay with this. And this is the same Frederick City where the mayor does not want to cooperate with ICE agents and President Trump and getting criminally charged illegal immigrants off their streets. So he's okay with criminally charged illegal immigrants. He's okay with illegal immigrants voting. The whole thing is bizarre. It's wild. How people like this get in office in the first place, I can't understand it. Because as Kate pointed out, there are many Democrats that don't agree. Look, I know some great Democrats in the state of Maryland, all right? They are blue collar, blue dog, JFK Democrats that do not appreciate what the progressive slash communist are doing in this state. And I just wish they had more of a voice. And I will say this, and I will encourage those Democrats, if you don't like the way your party is handling things in this state, if they've gone off the deep end, you can join Republicans, you can join Independents, you can join Libertarians. And I'm not saying that you have to change your party affiliation. I mean, speak out. Join us in speaking out against the nonsense. As Kate mentioned there, next week, February 25th, they're all gathering there in Annapolis at 11 a.m., you know, like I said, I've been checking the weather. You're going to have a beautiful day. If you can, get out there and raise your voice. This affects everybody, right? It especially affects the future of the state. All right, coming up next, we will continue to talk about President's Day and who your favorite president is. And then also, I want to get into pesticides. I know, very interesting, right? It's a conversation that we have to have.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The Kremlin says Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov is leading a high-level Russian delegation to Saudi Arabia for talks with senior U.S. officials, including Secretary of State Rubio. They'll discuss repairing ties between Washington and Moscow, as well as ending the war in Ukraine. They'll also be laying the groundwork for a Trump-Putin meeting. Senior European leaders have gathered in Paris. That's an emergency summit focusing on Trump administration moves on Ukraine. The Europeans also realizing they're going to have to pay more for their own defense. Devastating flooding has claimed at least 9 lives in Kentucky. President Trump approved the state's request for a federal disaster declaration. Governor Andy Beshear says a winter storm could add to the misery starting tomorrow and into Wednesday. One fatality in Georgia is blamed on severe storms. More details, srnnews.com.
I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. The past 35 years have shown advancements in every scientific field, and this includes how we as audiologists treat patients with ringing in the ears, also known as tinnitus. 85 million Americans suffer from tinnitus, and it is the number one disability experienced by our returning soldiers. Tinnitus is a constant sound in the ears that no one else can hear, and it can occur as a wide range of sounds. However, it is now treatable. If you suffer from tinnitus, let one of our doctors evaluate you and develop a treatment plan. Call our main number, 410-944-3100, or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, so call 410-944-3100 when silence is not golden.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Day 5 of Orioles spring training in Sarasota. Sunny skies with a high of 73 today. General Manager Mike Elias on MLB Network over the weekend on the frustrating nature of the last two seasons.
We're in a very difficult division with a lot of great organizations, and you know everybody went out and improved this winter. We've got to figure out a way to get back to the playoffs. But then if we're able to do that, we want to go further. We want to make a better playoff run, and that's evaded us the last couple of years. It's been frustrating.
Meanwhile, further reporting by the Baltimore Banner has uncovered 7 more massage therapists who've come forward to allege that Justin Tucker behaved inappropriately at massage therapy sessions, bringing the number now to 16. Attorneys for Tucker who were asked about these latest allegations provided no comment. Multi-crash race on the final lap, and William Byron slips through to claim the Daytona 500.
It's just going to continue to set in. You know, it's honestly, this is a monumental win for us, and, you know, my family's here, which is awesome. This might be my sister's first time at a cup win, so pretty crazy just for it to all come together like it has.
Byron becoming the 5th driver to win the Great American Race in back-to-back years. Coming up in 30 minutes, USA Hockey says enough is enough. And that is Stein on Sports.
When you move to assisted living, what do you get? At some places, you get tricked, hoodwinked, ripped off, duped, swindled, even hornswoggled. At Lorien Assisted Living, you don't get that. You get transparent pricing, no surprises, and you get 24-hour licensed nursing on site. Not every place has that. Try the Lorien Pricing Calculator. Know what to expect in 5 easy clicks. Visit LorienMakesSense.com. That's LorienMakesSense.com. Lorien makes assisted living make sense.
Big drop in temperature today, and the temperatures will stay cool for most of the week. It is breezy, though, so you are feeling all of that 40 degrees today. That's our high this afternoon. Upper teens to low 20s overnight. Sunny tomorrow, not quite as windy. 34 tomorrow. We may see some light snow Wednesday. Not much accumulation, though. Highs Wednesday near 30. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Rapid radios are instant push-to-talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscription ever. Business owners can now keep in touch with up to 200 staff members at one time. Go to rapidradios.com now for up to 60% off and free shipping.
Hi, this is Italo, your host of Liberatories in Bel Air. People often tell me that they come from far and wide to dine at our restaurant. One reason is the great atmosphere and the friendly service here. Another reason is the wide selection of really delicious entrees we serve. From our crab raviolis to our rigatoni vodka, and from our shrimp fried diablo to our great steaks and chops. You won't find food anywhere any better than Liberatories in Bel Air. Visit us at 562 Baltimore Pike, or for more info, Google Liberatores Restaurant in Bel Air.
Stop. Do not wait. Do not wait until it's too late. Crestlock.com specializes in transponder keys and remotes for most cars. Do not wait until you lose your last key or remote before you get a duplicate. Give Crestlock.com a call at 410-256-7800. That's 410-256-7800. And ask for Ashley. Or stop into our state-of-the-art showroom at 10015 Plasky Highway and get your transponder key or spare remote today at Crestlock.com.
This is a test of the emergency alert system.
Every day for the most important local and national news, issues, and topics, starting at 6 a.m. with The Morning Drive. And check back frequently so you don't miss a thing on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Hopefully many of you are enjoying maybe possibly your day off if you've got President's Day off. If not, you might be at work. Regardless, I appreciate you tuning in here to WCBM. I know you have options, and the fact that you tune in to Kim Klasick Live every weekday, I do appreciate you. If you haven't already, don't forget, go to the App Store and just type in WCBM. The app for the station is free. And then you can also text me through that app live here in studio. Real quick, going to our renovation real estate question of the day. Are you satisfied with Trump so far? 95% of you say yes. 5% of you say no. If you want to weigh in, you can go to WCBM.com. We were just joined by Kate Sullivan. As I mentioned, she's working really hard, really, really hard to have some kind of integrity in our election process here in the state of Maryland. And don't forget, they're having a big call to action day next week, February 25th at 11 a.m. there in Annapolis. If you want to meet up with them at the State House, I suggest that you do. And I mentioned, this is not just about Republicans, okay? If you are an independent or a Democrat and you do feel as though your voice isn't being heard, you can join some of these groups. I'm not saying that you have to join the party. Join some of these groups and let's get some changes here, because I do believe that many things that we see across the state, it kind of looks like a dictatorship. It really does. I mean, think about the energy crisis we now have. Did any of us, you know, listening this morning, did any of us really want to see the state of Maryland importing 40% of its energy? No. No, I don't care what side of the aisle you sit on. Nobody wants to see that. It's ridiculous. You know, real quick, I got some audio here from Tommy Lahren. Tommy, you know, sometimes she does talk about, she makes points that I will see on Fox News. And, you know, she's from the Midwest, so she does talk a lot about farming. And so Tommy Lahren was on Fox News over the weekend, and she had this point that I wanted to just take a listen to because I think it is relevant. Take a listen.
As someone who comes from a state that's full of ranchers and farmers, South Dakota, It's not only talking about the dyes and the additives, it's also about where your food is coming from. I have asked and pled with RFK Jr. and anybody involved in this, please bring back country of origin labeling on our beef products so the American consumer can know what they're buying and empower American ranchers and farmers, especially small families of ranchers and farmers, to be able to provide food to the American people. No farms, no food. I hope RFK takes up that initiative as well.
Again, that was Tommy Lahren on Fox News. And she's so right. She's so right. And we've got a lot of farmers here in the state of Maryland. Yet I feel as though that those that are making the decisions in the state, they're not taking any of these individuals in consideration. But she's correct in that. We're going to get into the story about pesticides, but real quick, I got my friend on the line, David in Curtis Bay. Hey, David, how are you?
I'm good. How you doing, Kim?
I'm doing well, doing well. You wanted to weigh in on how people are voting, yes?
I just wanted to say that, you know, initiatives are great and people, you know, screaming from the top of their lungs that they want this and that, but the only true way to get real change is to elect people who are going to affect we the people's actual wants and needs. And Until we do so, we're never going to be the society that we can be and be the best society that we can be with having these term limit oligarchs, as I call them, because that's what they are, stealing from us.
Yeah. No, David, you're right in that. You know, it does come down to voting. I guess, you know, when we're looking at the entire landscape here across the national level, David, I mean, we saw a lot of people really switch their vote up and vote for a Republican, but we didn't see it here in the state of Maryland. I guess I wonder why that is. You know, is it just because of the federal government workers or the state government workers? Or is there a reason that Marylanders are still buying into these progressive policies?
I can't begin to understand it, Kim. I'm new to the political, you know, I guess, basis of everything that's going on in our society. This is actually the first time I've ever voted because I am an independent. And, you know, my vote counted, and I definitely wanted Donald Trump in there. But, you know, I don't understand it. I don't understand how the general basis of Maryland is Republican and our city of Baltimore City is all Democratic. Like, I don't understand it. The big problem is people understanding that their vote does count. You know, for instance, the election in Baltimore City, we have a population of, I think, a little less than 600,000. There was only 18,000 people that voted, and that's why we ended up with Brandon Scott again.
Yeah, it is concerning. David, thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate you.
Thank you, Kim, as always. You too.
Thank you. You know, David, like I said, he's there at Curtis Bay, and they're dealing with their own issues over there. A lot of it has to do with the pollution in the air. And that's another thing. Well, you hear Governor Westmore, when you hear some of these Democrats that are, you know, progressives, and they're talking about the emissions in the air. They're talking about the air quality, but they're completely ignoring the air quality in Curtis Bay. And this is a Baltimore City area where, again, when Westmore was running for office, he was talking about paying more attention to the problems in Baltimore City. Well, why aren't you in Curtis Bay? You know, and if you're over there, why aren't you listening more to those that live there and have lived there their entire lives and they don't want to move? They don't want to leave. They, you know, they're Baltimore born and bred and they're proud of it. Why not a city? I don't know. It's bizarre to me. And this is why, and I hope that it comes across here on this show. I know that I go back and forth and I get, you know, a little upset and frustrated, stressed out sometimes with some of our elected officials. I know I've said a lot in the past about Mayor Brandon Scott and his, you know, need for media training, which I still believe that, by the way. I still believe that. If he doesn't want to be called a DEI mayor, then get some media training. It's just that simple. And stop running around here wearing, you know, sweatsuits when you're on the job. That's another piece of this. You know, look like a professional. But I do say things about that, but I don't harbor any hate towards Mayor Scott. I hope that he does a good job. I don't like the fact that they're pretending that the homicide rate and the non-fatal shootings are going down because of, you know, the gun violence reduction strategy when it's not that. It is the fact that you've got, you know, prosecutors like State's Attorney Ivan Bates, and congratulations to Ivan Bates, by the way. He proposed to his girlfriend over the weekend. I got to see that on his social media page if you want to check it out, but congratulations. But, you know, he's been locking up some of these criminals as repeat violent offenders. And then on top of it, as we mentioned, a lot of this is getting spread out across the state, including in Baltimore County. It is very difficult to understand, you know, how they continue this charade. Is it just for money? Is it just for power? You know, if that's where it comes down to, then I say that you're doing a dance with the devil. And you couldn't pay me enough money to want to not see Americans thrive. I don't care if you came to me with $1 trillion. I'm not taking it. I'm not taking it. You know what? When all the ships rise, I rise too. And I truly do believe in that. And I believe that if we're on the right track, if we get a hold of this energy crisis, if we get a hold of our budget, the fact that we're facing a deficit, if we get a hold of election integrity, right? As Kate Sullivan mentioned, having voter ID, I do believe things will get a lot better. I do. I wanted to get into this story about pesticides. That's why I also brought up Tommy Lahren there. Because our farmers are not getting a fair shake. And there are many people that have criticized President Trump and his actions when it comes to farmers. And there's fair criticism there to be had. There really is. But now this is coming to a head here in the state of Maryland. And I learned this as I was reading more about pesticides, maybe just a couple years ago. Apparently, when it comes to pesticides, it can lead to infertility issues. And there is also data that shows it could lead to childhood cancer. And that is, you know, the case with the research and the study and the data. So there is something there. But now what they're discussing in Annapolis, I got to get your feedback on this because I do wonder what's the right call here. This is Channel 11's Tolly Taylor with the story. Take a listen.
I think I would just emphasize that these PFAS pesticides are part of a class of chemicals that are very toxic to human health.
New details now in an 11 News Investigates series, Toxic Legacy, and a new push to outlaw more than 1,000 pesticides with forever chemicals. A hearing on the issue this week drew advocates concerned about health effects and opponents who are calling the idea misguided.
11 News investigative reporter Tali Taylor joins us now live in the newsroom. And Tali, this was the first hearing for this particular bill.
Yeah, and the people behind it say few bills have such far-reaching implications, claiming that removing these PFAS pesticides would protect Maryland's food, drinking water, schools, hospitals, and daycares. But opponents point to federal guidelines which deem these pesticides safe and say passing this bill would harm Marylanders and the state's economy.
For me, it's you know, about protecting the children from harmful effects of chemicals that they don't want to be exposed to and they don't really have any choice about.
Dr. Michael Ichniowski is a pediatrician and part of the Maryland chapter of the American Academy of Pediatrics. He appeared Wednesday along with a group of other advocates urging a Maryland House committee to pass a bill that would ban more than 1,000 pesticides that contain PFAS as an active ingredient. These pesticides are used on Maryland crops, but are also sprayed in schools, hospitals, and daycares for pest control.
And the children in particular are more susceptible to toxic effects of different chemicals.
Stephen Kershevsky farms grains, corn, and soybeans on his organic farm in Queen Anne's County.
We have the tools to do without PFAS chemicals. That's what this hearing's about.
Toxicologist Alexis Temkin works at the Environmental Working Group.
We looked at an analysis of USDA data that really showed about 39 different commodities had detections of 33 of these different PFAS. And items like kale, sweet bell peppers, mustard greens, some of these had more than 5 different PFAS pesticides detected on them.
Together, they made up nearly a dozen people who spoke in support of the bill. But the opponents showed up too, like this representative of the Maryland State Pest Control Association. He gave this example for why the association opposes the bill.
The bill bans nearly all termiticide products, jeopardizing home sales, construction, and compliance with federal safety laws.
The representative of the Maryland Grain Producers Association said that while the ban would leave 13,000 pesticide alternatives, those alternatives aren't as effective as the ones the bill would ban.
For example, this bill would remove nearly 50% of the available pre-emergent herbicides that are labeled for soybeans.
A central theme from the opposition, the EPA and other state and federal bodies permit these pesticides, and so should Maryland.
By removing these tools from the toolbox, we are jeopardizing the potential for integrated pest management.
And the bottom line is the legacy that every farmer wants to leave behind is to leave it better for the next generation. And if there's PFAS chemicals in the soil, that legacy shouldn't continue.
State lawmakers seemed persuaded by both viewpoints during the more than 2-hour hearing for the bill, urging both sides to come together to find a compromise. For 11 News Investigates, I'm Tali Taylor.
All right, there you go. I know there was a lot of audio there. I apologize for the length, but I wanted to get the full story here before we discuss it. If you want to weigh in on this, I want you to call 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. You can also text in a text line. Here's what's interesting, and I noticed this. When I was researching more about the pesticides, just even yesterday, as I was putting the show plan together, I noticed that it was very difficult to find a viewpoint that wasn't leaning a certain way, like had a bias to it, based on who they were affiliated with. And so this is an interesting topic because, as you heard there are some farmers, right, that are saying, no, these pesticides, even though it's approved on the federal level, they're just too toxic, they're too dangerous, and it's best to get them out of the soil now. But then you have the opposition, and they're saying, well, you know, this has already been regulated. The feds are saying this is fine. And the other options in which they're talking about don't do the job that's needed. And as you heard there from Tali Taylor there at Channel 11, he was talking about how this hearing in Annapolis went on for 2 hours. I don't know where you go from here. I really don't. Because if this shows, again, if the stronger pesticides are what we need. And as you heard there mentioned in the report, I mean, this is our economy depends on it. Lots of farmers depend on the fact that they need these stronger pesticides. If that's the case and really, you know, you're only really contaminated if you are the one that is spreading this pesticide, say that you don't have the proper gear or suit on, doesn't really affect many people that are not there as it's being distributed. I don't know enough about farming and enough about spraying pesticides, but I wanted to get your comments on this because I think there are many people that listen to the show in Carroll County, in Harford County, and in the Eastern Shore area. I would love to know what you think about this because, you know, your voice matters on this topic. It sounds to me that even those in Annapolis, because it's so strong on both sides, it sounds to me that this is going to be an ongoing argument. And the one side that wants to do away with these strong pesticides, they're saying, well, you know, let's just get rid of the strong ones. And so the other side to come to the table and compromise on the fact that we're at least allowing thousands of pesticides to be sold and to be used, even if they feel as though that they're not that strong. So that side is going to say that they have compromised, right? This is an interesting topic. Very interesting. When we get back, I do want to read your text messages on this. And if you want to weigh in, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. And like I said, it kind of goes into the audio clip there from Tommy Lahren at Fox News. I don't think we're hearing from our farmers enough. And I know I mentioned this a few weeks ago when we had our guest on from the Maryland Farm Bureau. If we really want to take this country back to a time, because, you know, the whole slogan here is Make America Great Again. If we want to take this country back to a time where we're more reliant on ourselves, right? Not overseas, not all these other things. We're going to have to support the farmers a lot more than we currently do. And if we can help, you know, get to a compromise here on this pesticide situation. And I wonder how many farmers believe that banning these pesticides will cripple the economy in any way. Do you believe it won't? I mean, because look, we only heard from one expert during that report. And who knows, Tolly Taylor, maybe he didn't have time to get to more people. And that could be a case. I'm sure it was very difficult putting this report together. Please weigh in if you can. We'll get back and continue this conversation. I think I have some more people online that want to weigh in on who their favorite president is on President's Day.
The Maryland Home and Gardening Craft Show, presented by Maryland Heating and Air. March 1st and 2nd and 7th through 9th at the Timonium Fairgrounds Cow Palace and Exhibition Hall. Find great deals, new ideas, and practical advice with trusted local experts. Step into spring as you stroll through the blossoming feature gardens. Plus, see Leslie Davis and Lindsay Lamb from HGTV's Unsellable Houses March 7th and 8th. Shop, compare, and save on kitchens, baths, flooring, and more at the Maryland Home and Gardening Craft Show. Save on tickets at mdhomeandgarden.com.
Rapid radios are instant push to talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscriptions ever. Business owners can keep in touch with up to 200 staff members at one time. Go to rapidradios.com now for up to 60% off and free shipping.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from their professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Joe Hartman here, owner of Perry Hall Investment Group. Now is a great time to sell your unwanted property for top dollar with no commissions or fees. Call me today at 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200.
The Great One, Mark Levin, is on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And his man in the Senate, Paul Laxalt, one of his closest confidants and friends. Laxalt had been governor of Nevada when he was governor of California. Laxalt backed him in 76 and led his effort to defeat Gerald Ford. And Reagan campaigned against the giveaway of the Panama Canal.
Mark Levin, weeknights 7 to 10 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, I was diving into this report by Channel 11 and pesticides. And like I said, I have seen data in the past that show that exposure to some pesticides could lead to infertility and also childhood cancer. This is something that I saw a while back. And so I'm not shocked that it's being brought up now. But I do wonder, you know, does this depend on how you're exposed to some of these pesticides? Is it, you know, the strength of some of these pesticides? And if it's not the case, then what are we doing? Is this another one of those situations where, you know, it sounds good, it's a progressive idea, you know, just like, you know, all the data and the grids and everything like that. Is that what this is? Because I would love to know. And I would love to know from our farmers, what, you know, where do you stand on this issue? I got a text here from Senator Bulworth. He says, is it within the current capabilities of DPW to remove these chemicals from drinking water provided by the city of Baltimore? Doesn't this mean that all Chesapeake Bay seafood is contaminated? You know, Senator, well, on either side of that, they'll never admit to anything like that. You know that. I don't know. It's an interesting topic. And as we discussed, it was a two-hour hearing, and they got absolutely nowhere in that 2 hours because there was opposition strong on both sides of that. I also have people that wanted to weigh in on some of the earlier conversations. Clark in Ellicott City, we were talking about voter ID with Kate Sullivan. Did you want to weigh in?
Yeah, hey, good morning, Kim. very interesting topics you're covering this morning, especially, you know, with the pesticide and all that. In regard to your question about the president, since it's President's Day, I would say two of my favorite presidents were Harry Truman and Ronald Reagan, but now my favorite is Donald Trump.
Yeah.
But as far as the voter ID, we definitely need that here in the state of Maryland, all across the United States. I believe, in fact, last time I talked to you, I wanted to add that I think you did a lot better in the state of Maryland against Johnny Zero. And had we had voter ID and better controls on our elections, I think you could have won. I think you could have maybe, I know for a fact that you would have done a lot better than you did.
Well, I appreciate that, Clark. I don't know. It was a tough race, but I do think that would make, obviously, you know, make me, a lot of people feel better if we did have voter ID.
Absolutely. And my brother-in-law, he follows Sidney Powell, who you may remember her. She was involved in election integrity with Giuliani, the mayor of New York.
Yeah,
and they really tried to destroy her, and they tried to discredit her, and all that. And she's kind of coming around, and she claims, and she says she has a lot of proof to back it up, that in the year 2020, Donald Trump won every state except the state of California. According to her analysis, and what if we would have had proper, and we wouldn't have had those mail-in votings and all that crap that went on, and she said this time in 2024, it wasn't as close. I mean, it was a landslide, of course, but it wasn't as close as they tried to lead us to believe. She said Donald Trump won every state, including California, this time, according to her analysis.
Thank you. Thank you, Clark. I appreciate that. Coming up on a break here. That's insane. There's no way President Trump won the state of Maryland. There's no way. I can't believe that. I can't believe that. But we'll continue this conversation when we get back at the top of the hour.
Attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade all your indoor and outdoor lighting for free? It's called Empower Maryland. And if you